Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed, Simen Vav, which has to do with the Melacha of Tzad. We are now in the discussion of the concept of Psik Resha. So Rav Kivager has the following question. This case that the Chayyim talks about is really based on a Ramah. The Ramah says, the case where a person is closing a box, so the Mechaber brings this question, a person is closing a box. Let me correct that. The Meshulchan Aruch says in case a person is closing a box and there might be flies inside, so he brings one discussion, could be that's not considered Seder at all, like we mentioned. And the second, he says that one is going to be permitted to do so because it's not a vada that you're doing it, so Darush Hani Miskaben, it's not a Psik Resha. So the Chayyim basically says this point. The flies which are near him, which are visible, one should shoo away. And if there might be flies inside, one does not have to be concerned about that possibility. So Kreger points out that this does not seem to fit with the Ramah in Yeridea, which says that one cannot stoke the coals under that pot because of the concern of Bishop Basa B'cholov, which again is also a suffix. We can make the same argument. They're both parallel. There's a reality on the ground that a person is not familiar with, and he has no intention to do something. But if the reality on the ground is X, it's a problem. If the reality on the ground is Y, it's not a problem. So we seem to be treating this over here as a Darush Hani Miskaben, not as a Psik Resha. So it seems to be a machlokes between the Ramah and Yeridea and the Shulchan Aruch here in Eruch Chaim. So the Bir Halacha approaches this and he comes along and says that even according to the opinion that it is like the Ramah and Yeridea, that it is not the Darush Hani Miskaben, it's a Psik Resha. It's what we call a Savak Psik Resha, or Psik Resha L'Sha'obar. It's already existing in reality, and it does not have the leniency of the Darush Hani Miskaben. It's still a Safik. So it's a Safik Yisud Rabbanon, because this is something which is Eim B'Minu Nitzit, and it's L'Chosh Hani Tzricha L'Gupa. He has no interest in trapping the flies. So it's a Safik Rabbanon. So that's why you can be Mekel. Now the Ramah, however, it's talking about the Shaila Bisa cooking Basa B'chala, which is an Issa Deraisa. So the Suffolk Issa Deraisa. So it could be we could reconcile the issue over here by saying that we do not treat this situation like a Darush Hani Miskaben. We treat this like a potential Psik Resha, which would therefore be Yasser. The next step is it a Suffolk Isser? Is it a Suffolk Isser the Reiser or Suffolk Isser the Rabbanon? Now this discussion has tremendous practical applications in modern situations. For example, a person is going to open a refrigerator. He's concerned that when he opens the refrigerator, the warm air from the kitchen will go in the refrigerator and cause the condenser to turn on. A person is going to open an oven, and he's concerned that the cold air from the kitchen will cause the fire in the oven to turn on. So is that a grum or is that a maisa? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the first flow which comes in is considered a person's maisa. What comes afterwards is a grum. So if the temperature inside the refrigerator or the oven is such, it's so close to the tripping point that the first flow of air coming in will cause it to turn on, that's considered a person's maisa. The person standing there does not know what temperature there is inside there, whether it's right near the tripping point or not. If it is, it will definitely turn on. If it's not, it won't. So that's the parallel to this case. He doesn't know the reality on the ground, but the reality on the ground is going to cause a reaction, which is considered, if it happens on the first flow, his maisa. So is he allowed to open it or not? So if we deal with this as a Darush Hani Miskaben, and we say the Savak Maisa not a Psik Resha, so Darush Hani Miskaben was not a Psik Resha, which is Mutter, and we deal with this as saying this is a potential psik resha. You have to deal with it as a psik resha. So then it's going to be, now the next step is, is it a raisa or is it a rabbanan? It's a suffik iser. It's not any better than any other suffik iser. So if it's a deraisa, well, it would have to be machmer. If it's a drabanan, one would have to be mekel. One could be mekel. A person wants to take a drink from a water fountain. The same question, what is the temperature of the water in the reservoir? Will the first flow of the new warm water coming in cause the condenser to turn on? So multiple cases where we have this application of this concept. So we deal with it a light way. The Shulchan Aruch seems to deal with it as a Dorash Eni Miskaven. Those cases are going to be mutter. If we deal with that as a psik resha, and therefore it's now going to be an iser, so it's a suffrag iser deraisa, or a suffrag iser derabanan. So a person has to ask their local Orthodox rabbi how they pass on the shayla, but this is the foundation of the question about opening ovens or opening refrigerators on Shabbos. Have a good day.